Welcome to the Bicast. Happy Bi-Visibility Day, everybody. I hope you're all celebrating like crazy. We have a special guest on our show today. I want you all to welcome Verity Ritchie from Rich and Famous. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So we're so happy to have you on. We love your videos. And I wanted to talk to you today a little bit about your Patreon account fundraiser for what is that all about?
Generally, it's just a... Well, Patreon is a website for creators who need financial support to help them produce their content. And you can do it in a lot of different ways. The way I've got it set up is you donate a certain amount per month, and then you get access to special exclusive content. It's just generally to support all my various projects, like my YouTube channels and my web comics. That mainly those two things.
Fantastic. We love all that stuff so much. I'm a bit of a nerd myself, and I'm a total Doctor Who freak. I used to make my kids watch Tom Baker with me way back, you know, so they're all freaks about it too. So
yeah, I've got two little nephews who are both toddlers, but I've got them both completely obsessed with Doctor Who. They're always running around pretending they're Daleks, and they think that every flashlight is a sonic screwdriver to them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. And I'm kind of a Buffy freak too, but I don't think you deal with much with her, do you?
Actually, I was a Buffy fan back in the day, and then a couple of years ago when it got on Netflix, I went and rewatched everything. So I am a bit of a Buffy fan, yeah.
Yeah, I was ill last for like 2 years. I was on chemo, and I got stuck with Netflix, and I got stuck on Buffy. And, yeah. You know, so I watched the whole thing, and I watched all of Angel, and then I went and found some great communities on Facebook, and I met all kinds of fantastic people. So I'm more of a Buffy freak because I love the people that are associated with it.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, fantastic. Well, Richie, I don't know if you are aware of this, but you're kind of one of our shining stars. The BRC lists you as a resource on there, and that's a bisexual resource center, as a resource, your videos on their website. And we've also included you in the bisexualawarenessweek.com website. And, of course, we always are posting your videos on bisexuality on our website, too. Everybody loves you.
Oh, thank you. That's nice to hear.
And I really like your brand new one, too, RE Bisexual. Everybody go check it out. I haven't put that up yet, but we will. We've got links for everything for you. What kind of prompted you to start talking about your bisexuality?
Well, let's see. So when I was in university, I joined a feminist club, and it was fantastic. And I found that a lot of the members of the feminist club, well, most of them were women, but half of them probably were also bisexual, but it was kind of dominated by the straight women. So I got talking with the bisexual women, and we were like, well, let's have a bisexual club. Let's see what happens with that. So we just started gathering at my house to just watch bisexual themed films and stuff like that. And then I started going to the Gay and Lesbian Alliance at our university. Just check that out and see what that was like. And it was really biphobic. It was really unpleasant. But I ended up, after some time, I kept going and I befriended people there. And eventually I said to them, hey, let's make my bisexual club a sub group of your club. We did. And it really helped kind of put a stop to the biphobia within that club, and also opened up the group to more people, which wasn't really a possibility when it was just happening in my living room. But that's so I sort of got started in my university. That's where it all began. And I guess it started because we felt a lack of community. Like, we didn't feel community support of any kind for ourselves as bisexuals. So that's where it began. And then I'm not sure how I got, how I started complaining about it on the internet. Well, I guess I made a video that was just like what it's like to be bisexual, and it was just like funny and wacky, and people really liked it. And I think that's when I started to get attention on the internet, was when I started talking about that. So Yeah, and I just kept talking about it, and it was always very, very personal. Like, it's always stayed very personal talking about bisexuality, which is why I don't do it as much as I think people would like me to, because it's so much of it is just personal experience, and people relate to that, which is fantastic, and that's why I do it. But there's only so much I can talk about myself.
Yeah, I know that. I understand that. I have to edit myself all the time, and it's like, okay. But, you know, yes, you were saying that people can relate to that, and your story is so close to all of our stories, and the talking about your university and the biphobia is kind of a, it seems to be an international problem in the LGBT centers and, you know, our universities, and what you did is, like, what we would like everyone to get out and do is the way to combat that is to go out and educate and be visible, and so we're really proud of you for kind of giving this kind of a little guideline on how to do that. You're welcome. I'm just so excited to have you on this day. It's just so fantastic.
Thank you. I'm happy to be doing this one today. I always worry about what am I going to do for Bi Day. You know, like there never seems like an adequate way to celebrate. You know, and especially when it falls on a Tuesday, you can't have a party really. Well, not one that is very late.
I know. I've been working on the Bisexual Awareness Week site for all week long, and it's like I'm ready to take a break tonight. And so we're going to party here locally at a bar after a meeting, and it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be fun. And guys, I'm going to be on KBOO tonight at 6 o'clock. All you local Portland people, interviewing with Cameron Crude. Just a little promo on my side there. So yeah, that'd be great. Oh, I'm so excited. Anything else you want to talk about?
I don't know. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I guess I don't know.
Like my webcomics or something. And
yeah, tell me.
Bisexual
yeah, let's,
content.
Yeah, let's talk about your webcomics. Let's do that.
Yeah, so generally I'm a creator. I like to make things. I like to tell stories mainly. That's sort of my main thing. So and comics have always been a big deal for me. So I started making webcomics a couple of years ago, and one of them is it's called Hugged, and it's autobiographical, and it just kind of started by me just kind of trying to relate nice experiences I've had with romance and sex. And yeah, I was trying to do kind of positive experiences with romance and sex, and then I did some funny ones and then some sad ones, and it just expanded, and it was really fantastic that people were reading it. I was just going to say my other comic, Armadillo Boneyard, is fiction, and that's something that really interests me, how to write bisexual fiction. And it's really important to me, and I've got several bisexual characters in it, but no one comes out in the first issue, which is the only one that's up at the moment, because I really wanted to create a story where we didn't have to come out at the beginning. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
It feels like in order to tell a story of ours, it has to be overly explicit. And the way that you make bisexuality overly explicit is have people fucking... Oh, sorry.
No, you can say fucking all you want.
Oh, okay. Is to have people
we
fucking
are a fuck-friendly zone here.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, so I like to try and find new ways to relay that information. And yeah, so that's kind of an important part of the story for me.
It kind of in a more normal way of how our lives really go.
Yeah. Because you don't come out. I mean, you do come out a lot when you're socializing with straight people, but you don't come out every day, and it's not integral to everything you do in life.
Exactly.
So I really like the idea of writing characters who just happen to be bisexual, but also that are outspokenly bisexual, like who identify that way and are not confused or anything. So hopefully that's the direction it's going in.
Fantastic. I will send your link on to our bisexual librarian from Sarah Stump from Bisexual/Books on Tumblr. She does comics and reviews all those, and so we'll get her to take a look at your stuff and get that up, okay?
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, they're very popular. Well, we appreciate that. We'll be looking for that. And everybody go check out all of his great stuff. It's all so much fun and informative. Thank you so much for coming on this really special day. We've all been working so hard to party today. I hope you have a great one.
Thank you. You too. You've still got more of the day left than I do.
Oh, yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, you're like, what, about 6:30? It's almost 7 o'clock there, huh?
Yeah, nearly 7, yeah.
Yeah, well, you have fun, though, okay?
Well, you too.
All right, I want to remind everybody, you're not wrong, you're not broken, and you're definitely not alone. You are a human being, and you are bisexual. And go check out our Verity Richie on Rich and Famous and all his great stuff. Thank you. Bye, honey.
Thanks. Bye.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.
Richie.
Hi, Richie. We love you, by the way. I didn't realize that you had moved to Texas. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you moved to Texas.
Well, when I was a teenager, I moved to Texas, and I actually just moved back to England a couple of months ago. I'm sort of a foreigner in England now, which makes me seem really daft because I have an English accent. So when I just don't understand normal things, I seem exceptionally weird, you know.
Do they tell you you have a Texas accent?
No, not at all. Like, I think my accent's become more English since I've come to England. Like, I thought that I was going to sound funny and half Texan or something. But as soon as I got here, I noticed that my accent sounded more English. And people are really confused by it.
Well, you sound great. So I wanted to grab you today, especially because it is Bi Visibility Day, and you are, of course, one of our most favorite people in the world.
Nip it back.